member of the Marlins who has really come on to have an excellent season with them, maybe even an all-star season, who knows? It's been a wild ride for Garrett Cooper, outfielder slash first baseman with the Marlins, and he joins us now here on FNTSY. Coop, thanks for coming on the show. Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well. Just getting ready to head up to the field in a little bit. Doing well.
Yeah, I know you are. Happy to see all the success that you've had. Before we get to you, you guys go into Philadelphia and sweep that team this weekend. I don't think anybody saw that coming, but I guess that's kind of the mantra for you guys. I don't think anybody saw you guys playing this well over the last month or so. What's been happening?
It's just like I've said before. It's been a whole team collective effort. We've had a lot of young guys come up, Yamamoto and Gallen and them, and the pitching's been great. I can't say enough about what they've done and what they continue to do. They've only gotten stronger as the season goes on, and I think when we started the season and I think we hit a little rough patch offensively, and I think there was a lot of talk, are the Marlins, is this what they're going to do the rest of the year? And I think coming back and helping this team win and having Harold and a lot of guys start to click, I think the offense is starting to find its stride. And playing on the road's always fun, and playing in a city like Philadelphia where they had the Chase Utley night and then they had the concert after the game on Saturday, I think to send home 45,000 people each day angry that we came in and swept them was makes everything a little bit sweeter. And it's we played well on the road. I think we're trying to change the script at home. I think we've struggled to score a little bit more runs at home, but I think it's part of baseball. You go through the ups and downs. Sometimes teams play better on the road. Sometimes teams play better at home. And I think it's just been a whole team collective effort. It's not just one guy doing well. It's not one pitcher doing well. It's been everybody contributing to the wins.
Well, Coop, I like that comment there, sending home 40,000, 45,000 people angry for 3 days in a row. I didn't expect to hear that. I like it. We're going to use that one and save it. Garrett Cooper is with us, and Coop so far, 7 home runs, 22 runs driven in. He's only played 39 games with the Marlins. How about this? Batting average .324, on base close to .400. It has been an incredible run for you, Coop, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you're also riding a long hit streak at this point. I think it's up to, 14 games hit streak at this point? That's just, it's crazy how really that you've come on and just continue to hit.
Yeah, from start of spring training, I think I've surprised a few people, coming back from an injury. And I know it's always been there. I know I've always thought of, what I could be doing right now. That was what I thought, what I could have done last year, besides the injury happening. It's been a good run. I think when I came back from the injury, the calf injury and getting hit on the hand, I think I tried a little bit too hard to do too much too soon to try and, cement myself in that lineup. And I think as I've calmed everything down and, really stressed the importance of, taking the pitches that I'm going to get. And, if they're going to give me pitches away, I'm going to do damage away. If they're going to come in, I'm going to try to, it's a whole everyday studying what pitchers are trying to do to you and studying what teams are trying to do to you. Specific teams get in specific, they get into specific counts, and the way they pitch you is it's a team philosophy thing. So I think I've studied enough and came across enough pitching right now to know that, that I can do this up here. And, I'm not the guy that's going to be like, oh yeah, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. I think I'm going to do it, doing what I'm doing each day is, kind of what I've done in the past, throughout the minor leagues and throughout my career up here so far. It's just, the opportunity right now is what it is. And I think, I've done pretty well for myself, but it's baseball. You go through the ups and downs. So I'm just trying to continue to ride the wave right now.
Yeah, and it's been a good one for sure. Also, an 18-game on-base streak for Garrett Cooper, who is enjoying his really his first full season with the Marlins because of various injuries that have happened, and now Coop is 100% healthy and hitting as well. Let's take a look a little bit deeper into the squad, Coop, because you had a chance to see all of these pitchers that are keeping you in games over the course of the season, and even with losing arguably two of your best five pitchers, or maybe even three with Jose Urania, but Pablo Lopez, he's on the injured list. Caleb Smith looks like he's ready to come back soon. He was on the injured list. All of a sudden, Coop, the organization has all this pitching. You reach down into the minors. Yamamoto comes up. His 3-0. His ERA is under one. And then Zach Gallen comes up. He has a really good first start. We'll see him again this week. It just seems like all of a sudden the organization has more pitching than almost any team in the big leagues.
Yeah, you know, it's you don't win games up here in the big leagues on just offense and defense alone. It's pitching. Pitching is, you know, pitching wins championships. Like the old mantra, everyone says that you can't win championships without depth. And you know, I think we've really tested it quickly within three guys getting injured within a few weeks. So, you know, Yamamoto and Gallen and Eliezer, they've all come up and they've done their part and they've kept us in games for us to, you know, put some runs on the board and get them some wins. Especially for guys, for rookies that come up. I know when I first got called up, I was on the road in Boston. And Yamamoto and Gallen and all them, they're pitching on the road for the first time in their career. And, you know, they handled theirself well. They handled, you know, the crowds that were in St. Louis and in Philadelphia. It's not easy to pitch, you know, as a rookie in the big leagues and on the road. And it's, you know, they've come up and shown that, you know, it doesn't matter who's up here in the big leagues right now. It's, you know, they're helping us win games and, you know, they're trying to cement themselves just like every rookie that comes up into the big leagues. And, you know, that's a test to what they've traded and who they've gotten. And, you know, the pitching depth is something of a bright spot that, you know, hopefully for years to come, that what it continues to be.
Yeah. Garrett Cooper is with us and the All-Star announcement is coming up on Sunday. And Coop, I know that a month ago, you never would have thought this as a possibility, but just because of the nature of the game, your name has come up as a possibility for being in the All-Star game. Yourself, maybe Caleb Smith, maybe Sandy Alcantara, maybe Brian Anderson. And I know, look, I know that is on your possibility of things that you want to do over the course of your career, but who would have thought that coming into this year that there would have even been a chance for that? But here we are.
Yeah, you know, it's been a good run. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you know, like I deserve to be here. You know, I think there's multiple guys on our team that deserve to be, you know, an All-Star. I think our pitching has definitely been a bright spot. And, you know, whoever they decide is, you know, whoever they decide, I'm not pushing or I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be angry. It's, you know, I'm just happy to be here healthy and playing every day. It's not for the accolades, not for the, you know, to be that, but just happy to be healthy again and happy to be playing. You know, there's other guys on the team that are deserving to be All-Stars as well. And, you know, Smitty, you know, really came out, started the season really well, and, you know, he went on the DL for a few weeks, but, you know, we're glad to welcome him back this week. And it's just, you know, there's multiple guys that have stepped up in the last, you know, few weeks that have really shown that, you know, we can hang with the best teams, you know, in the NL and definitely in the AL. So it's, you know, it's been a good run so far. Hopefully we continue it.
Garrett Cooper and I spent some time on my podcast, Swings and Mishes, and you can go back about a few weeks ago and listen to that and hear more conversation about him and his life and just kind of how he got to this point. But let's end with this one, Coop, because it was kind of like the buzz on social media over the last 24, 48 hours about just, you know, fans coming to the ballpark to see you guys play, whether or not you guys are playing better on the road because it's more intense, there's more people in the stands. And because there's not as many here, maybe that's a factor into it. I'm not really sure. Look, you play on the team every single day. What do you make of that? I mean, is it easier to play in front of 40,000 people? Is it easier to get up for 40,000 people? And do you think at this point you would say to the fans, hey, look, we've done everything we can for you on the field. It would be great to have you guys show up to the ballpark. I don't know how far you want to go with that, but that's kind of the sentiment that's been on Twitter over the last couple of days.
Yeah, you know, it's always as an athlete, you know, playing in front of fans. Doesn't matter if it's high school, college, pro. You know, the more fans there are, the better. You know, the more, I don't know if I would say energy, but the more like atmosphere that creates. You know, it creates a a more environment that you'd want to, you know, that you want to be in front of these people and be winning in front of all these people and, you know, just performing. But, you know, it's, you know, I understand where, you know, there's some fans that are, you know, sketched out that they don't, you know, there's been some trades where some of their favorite players have been traded. And you know, I think what we've shown in the last month, 6 weeks, that, you know, we can compete with anybody. And, you know, it's not just, oh, well, they're just a bunch of guys that we've never heard of, or these guys that, you know, it's, you know, everyone sees it. You know, you see all the talk about all the fans and stuff, but, you know, I understand it's people want to root for winners, and people want to root for, you know, teams that are, you know, winning at all times. And, you know, it's, it's fun to play on the road, and it's fun to play at home. There, you know, there's not a specific spot that, you know, being on the road or being at home, if it's better for us or better for anybody else. I think it's just, you know, of course people would want to see more fans in the seats, but, you know, we'll just continue to play our game and continue to put some wins on the board and continue to, you know, showcase ourselves to Miami and the city and whoever in the MLB that, you know, we're here to stay and we're here to, you know, win some games.
Excellent answer there, Coop, for you. Best of luck the remainder of the season. Of course, I'll see you at the park in a little bit later today. And congratulations, by the way, and on the season that you've put together. I kind of knew that this was going to happen, and I don't want to take credit for me doing interviews with you with all the success, but I'll put like 5% on that one. So thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay, Coop, thank you. Good luck tonight. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.